And now, Act Two. Eustacio, Rinaldo, and Goffredo have started on their journey to find the Christian sorcerer and to save Almirena. Eustacio, with his connection to the sorcerer, is leading the rescue effort, so he gets the opening aria of Act Two. They've arrived at the port they needed to reach, which makes them that much closer to achieving their goal. They should have hope and rejoice in their progress. But all is not well. There are two sirens splashing and leaping in the water, and on the shore there's a beautiful woman in a small boat, and she's beckoning Rinaldo. She says she was sent by Almirena, who's waiting for him, longing for his passion. All he has to do is get in the boat, and she'll take him to his beloved. Then the sirens begin to sing about the joys of youthful love, especially for those who dive right in instead of waiting in the name of honor. The sirens' song is truly enchanting. It's kind of folky and pastoral and really different stylistically from anything else in the opera. Well, this is literally music to Rinaldo's ears. He jumps right into the boat. But first, he sings an aria. He swears he'll do battle with hell itself in order to be with Almirena. Except the hell he describes is not the Christian hell, but the underworld of Greek and Roman mythology that's guarded by Cerberus, the three-headed dog. This aria has an amazingly determined quality about it. And a lot of that has to do with Handel's accompaniment. Whenever Rinaldo is singing, the whole string orchestra plays in unison with him. There's no harmony at all. And it creates this weighty, unstoppable feel that perfectly expresses his attitude. The little boat sails off the minute Rinaldo steps in, and it disappears over the horizon, leaving Eustacio and Goffredo dumbfounded. Now the scene shifts to another beautiful garden, this time on the grounds of Armida's enchanted palace. Argante is there with poor kidnapped Almirena. She's crying her eyes out, but he's fallen in love with her. She says if he really loved her, he'd let her go, or at least leave her alone so she can weep in solitude. And she sings what became another standout aria of the whole Baroque period, Lascia ch'io pianga, let me weep over my cruel fate and sigh for my freedom. This lament has that same sort of halting phrasing that Rinaldo's second lament had in Act One.
Sorte, e che sospiri.
Meanwhile, Armida is gloating. A pair of spirits drag Rinaldo to her, and he's practically spitting, he's so angry. Even though he's her prisoner, he threatens to kill her. She's impressed with his courage, and he's much better looking than she was expecting. And suddenly she realizes she's in love with him. So she pours her heart out, but he can't stand her. And they exchange a long series of offers and rejections. "I give you my heart," she says. "I'll tear it to shreds. I offer you countless joys. I offer you countless pains," etc. Rinaldo only wants Almirena. So Armida tries a new strategy. She changes herself into Almirena. This works at first. Rinaldo's thrilled and he rushes into her arms. But once she's got him, Armida turns back into herself. And the second Rinaldo sees her, he jumps away. So she switches back into Almirena, but she can't fool him twice. And Rinaldo storms off, leaving her to mull over a new predicament. She loves this man, yet she's so mad at him for rejecting her that she wants to kill him. But how can she kill the man she loves? She finally gets her feelings sorted out, so she sings an aria about it. The A section is a lament almost on the scale of Rinaldo's Cara Sposa. She sings about how cruel he is not to see her pain and take pity on her, and she really does sound heartbroken. But there's a subtle difference here musically. Unlike in Cara Sposa, Handel has placed the reed instruments, bassoon and oboe, very prominently for Armida's lament. It makes the orchestra sound not quite as gentle. It gives it a little edge. And I think that's because Armida's emotions aren't totally pure. Sure enough, her true colors come out in the B section. She goes from grief to violent rage in a psychotic split second, and she swears that if Rinaldo doesn't come around, he's going to be sorry. Yikes. And then just as suddenly, her little episode is over, and she's back to being pitiful for the return to the A section. Listen to this, and you'll see what I mean. We'll fade out after the da capo. Thank you. Ever hopeful, Armida transforms herself back into Almirena, just in case Rinaldo comes around. But instead of Rinaldo, it's Argante who comes in. Now remember, he and Armida are lovers, but now he's crazy over Almirena. So as soon as he sees her, he starts declaring his newfound love all over again. Well, you can imagine how things go when Armida returns to her original form. Argante backpedals like crazy, trying to talk his way out, and Armida pulls out the old, "After everything I've done for you," routine. She takes back her support of Argante's war effort, and Argante storms off in a huff, saying that he can defend Jerusalem without her help anyway. So Armida closes Act Two with a rage aria. She declares a war of revenge against everyone who's wronged her, and she feels so justified that she believes even the gods will join her cause. This is a really unusual aria because it's as much a showpiece for the solo harpsichord as it is an aria for Armida. Handel himself played at the premiere and improvised the whole thing.